हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिवसमारंभां शंकरमध्यमा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो पेज नंबर 173 द व्याहृत उपासना फलम इज गिवन। Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions the phalam. Taha yathoktaha vyahritihi yaha veda saha vijanati. Be very careful. The person who said to be, the word veda means knows. The word veda also means meditates. So, the word Veda, there means meditates as well as knows. So, the one who knows these Vyakritis means one who meditates upon these Vyakritis. One who invokes Bhagavan Hiranyagarbha upon these Vyakritis in the form of worlds, in the form of Vedas, in the form of Devatas, in the form of pranas, that person, Veda, he knows, Vijanati. He knows means, he knows Hiranyagarbha means, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. He attains the status of being Hiranyagarbha, meaning he goes to Brahma Lokaha. So, Upasana Phalam is given here. It means, Saguna Brahma Upasanam only this is. As I tell you repeatedly, you cannot find a better unfoldment of Taittiriya Upanishad than Swamiji's book. So better read this also. The question comes, Nanu. Suppose whenever in Bhashya study, you come across this expression Nanu. That Nanu always is expression of doubt, question, query or objection. So here, an objection is raised, a question is asked. Tad Brahma sa Atma iti jnate Brahmani na vaktavyam avijnatavat sa Veda Brahmeti. What does he say here? Brahma jnatam, Brahman is already known. Which Brahma? Hiranyagarbha is already known. So, Jnate Brahmani. Jnate, when Hiranyagarbha is already known, where Maha Vyakriti is Hiranyagarbha? Because the word, very nice question, please listen. Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary always will help you think better, see things differently. What he says? The word Hiranyagarbha has already come as what, which means the Hiranyagarbha is Bhagavan, the entire Lord in the form of the entire subtle manifestation, the total subtle manifestation is looked upon as Ishvara, not as matter, but looked upon as, in fact, it is Ishvara. Why? It's manifestation of knowledge. The entire subtle material universe manifestation is Ishvara, the Lord, because it is manifestation of knowledge. Okay. He is Hiranyagarbha and he is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Mahaha, the great Vyakritihi Mahaha. Already it has been mentioned because you cannot meditate upon something unknown. You already meditate upon something known, which means Hiranyagarbha is already known. He says, therefore, already Hiranyagarbha is known because already it was said Mahaha Vyakritihi symbolizes Hiranyagarbha and that Hiranyagarbha is Atma, it pervades all the subtle beings, sorry, all the subtle aspects. how, that's why Atma, Hiranyagarbha is said to be Atma from the standpoint of individual Sukshma Shariram. The total pervades the individual. So every individual mind, every individual pranas, every individual powers, or individual powers, individual mind, individual's intellect, individual's memory, individual's ahankara, individual's pranas, all pervaded by Hiranyagarbha. How? Just as ocean pervades the wave, Hiranyagarbha pervades all the individual Sukshma Sharirani. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be Atma. And here, the Upanishad again says what? He knows Hiranyagarbha. How already Hiranyagarbha is understood as the one who is there pervading all the individual Sukshma Sharirani. Already Hiranyagarbha is known. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is the Lord in the form of subtle manifestation total. And he is already there as one's own mind sense complex. Therefore, already known. Therefore, Upanishad need not say, one who knows these Vyakritis knows Hiranyagarbha. It is not, why is it said? How can it say? Already known Hiranyagarbha need not be said to be known again as a result of practicing meditation. That is the question. And Shankaracharya gives an answer. What is the answer? Na. Whenever objection comes, no. Question comes, nanu. Objection, query is the form of nanu. When Shankaracharya negates the, suppose if it is right, he agrees with the Pura Pakshi, he'll say om. But Pura Pakshi never agrees. So he gives na. Always begins the na. Hereafter you will see many nas. Na. Whenever Pura Pakshi comes, he'll say na. Tad visesha vakshutvat adoshaha. Adoshaha, see doshaha defect. Adoshaha, not defect. It is not wrong. It is not a defect. Why? What is not defect? Saying the person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha knows Hiranyagarbha, if you say it is not wrong, it is not a defect. Why? Because visesha vakshutvam, shastram has visesha vivakshutvam. Vivakshutvam means the desire to, vaksha means desire to reveal something. Desire to say something is vaktum icha vivaksha. Vaktum icha vivaksha. The word vivaksha means desire to reveal something. Therefore, vivakshutva means having the desire to reveal something. So, Shastram has the desire to reveal something. And what Shastram wants to reveal is Shastra's intention. Okay, what Shastram wants to reveal is Shastra's intention. So, Visesha Vakshutva means Shastram has something special. In Shastram intends to reveal something special. What the Shastra want to reveal? Shankaracharya says, some attributes. Attributes of Hiranyagarbha. So Visesha means something special about his attributes. Tad Visesha Vakshutvam Shastram has. Shastram has a desire, intention. No, Shastram intends to reveal something more special attributes about Hiranyagarbha, which we do not know. Very nice. Got it? Do you get the subtle point here? We do understand Hiranyagarbha as the one who pervades all subtle minds, all subtle panas, etc. We do have some knowledge, but our knowledge, what we know about Hiranyagarbha until now is very little. So Shastram wants us to know something more. Okay? More. How do we know something more? That is why Shastram wants to say, one who, he understands Hiranyagarbha better. So how does he understand Hiranyagarbha better? By going to Brahmaloka, being one with Hiranyagarbha, this person understands Hiranyagarbha better. What is Hiranyagarbha? Because what is the benefit of being one with Hiranyagarbha? That a jiva does not know here. The meditator does not know the benefit of being one with Hiranyagarbha. Remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, he does not know now. That is the special attributes of Hiranyagarbha. So being one with Hiranyagarbha, as Hiranyagarbha, this jiva also enjoys all those special attributes. Is going to enjoy. That is what Upanishad intends to reveal. Therefore, Upanishad says the person knows Hiranyagarbha better by becoming one with Hiranyagarbha. So becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, knowing Hiranyagarbha means having gone to Brahmaloka, remaining one with Brahma Hiranyagarbha, and enjoying the attributes of Hiranyagarbha is what knowing Hiranyagarbha better. Very nice. So Satyam Vijnatam, he says Satyam, yes. First he said no, now he says Satyam, yes. Whereas what you're saying is right. Hiranyagarbha is not something unknown. How can you invoke the grace of Hiranyagarbha if you do not know Hiranyagarbha? You already know Hiranyagarbha as the one who is in the form of your own mind, your own sense organs, your own powers of organs of actions, your own physiological functions, your own intellect. It's all Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, you know Vijnatam. But Chaturtha Vyahrityatmana Brahmaiti, as the all-pervading Hiranyagarbha, or as the Angi Devata, as the one who is invoked upon Maha Vyakritihi, fourth Vyakritihi, Hiranyagarbha is known. That is true. Natu tad viseshaha, but not special attributes. What is it? Hridayantar upalabhyatvam. Hridayantar upalabhyatvam. Hiranyagarbha being available for understanding in the heart, in the space within the heart. So Hiranyagarbha, see, heart, physical heart is Golakam, which is Virat Bhagavan. Within the heart there is space, and in that space is there is mind, Antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is what? Mind is what? Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha's availability in the form of mind within one's own heart, such as what Manomayatvadihi, Manaha, etc. Manomayaha is Hiranyagarbha, Pranamayaha is Hiranyagarbha, Vijnanamayaha is Hiranyagarbha. Where is Manomayaha? Where is Vijnanamayaha? It's all Antahkaranam, you know, is within the heart, in the space, as an instrument of, as an indriyam. And that we do not know. Then Shanti Samruddham Amrutam. So abundant Samruddham here means Shantihi means peace. At the same time, Samruddham. Samruddha means abundance of peace. Means Hiranyagarbha is embodiment of peace. So Hiranyagarbha is filled with peace, full of peace. Shanti Samruddham iti evam antaha viseshana visesha rupaha. Viseshana visesha rupaha. Viseshana visesha rupaha means what now? As the one who is qualified with viseshyam means noun. Hiranyagarbha is the viseshyam. And viseshanam means what? The qualifying adjectives. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Shanti Samruddham. And then he is available as the total mind in every heart. Hiranyagarbha is there only know Hiranyagarbha as the Vyakriti Atma, one who is invoked upon Vyakriti Maha. But who is this Hiranyagarbha who is invoked upon Vyakriti? We understand, no, Hiranyagarbha is the one who is there as the Antakkanam, within the hearts, the space of the heart, in all the hearts, as all the minds, total minds. And the Hiranyagarbha is an embodiment of peace, abundance of peace, full of peace, shanti samruddham ityevam antaha visesha visheshrupah dharma gupah dharma pugah. Dharma pugaha, see, pugaha means group accumulation. Dharmanam pugaha, dharma pugaha. A collection of all virtues. A group of all virtues, dharma pugaha. Who is collection of all virtues? All, Hiranyagarbha is all virtues. Okay? All virtues belong to Hiranyagarbha. Iti vijñāyate is understood. That is what is understood. So Upanishad wants us to know this Hiranyagarbha is there as the Manomaya, etc., in the space within the heart, and he is the accumulation, collection or of all virtues, dharma pugaha, and he is abundance of peace. These things Upanishad wants us to understand. Tad vivakshu. Vivakshu means wants to reveal, wanting to, with an intention to reveal, with a desire to reveal, as the one who is desirous of revealing. Shastram avijnatam iva brahma. Shastram avijnatam iva. Shastram avijnat, as though Brahman has not been understood. As though Brahman has not been understood. Shastram here, vivakshu. Shastram wants to reveal what has been not been understood. Brahma avijnatam iva matva. Matva. Considering that as though Brahman is not understood by us, Upanishad Shastram tells that person meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, knows Hiranyagarbha. Shastram thinks by our understanding of Hiranyagarbha is not enough, not complete. So thinking, matva, thinking, having thought that our understanding of Hiranyagarbha is, we do not know Hiranyagarbha, as though Hiranyagarbha is not known totally, really speaking, not known totally. So in order to reveal what is unknown, Upanishad says the person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha knows Hiranyagarbha. Here, knowing Hiranyagarbha is attaining Hiranyagarbha, who is all virtuous, dharma pugaha, an abode of all virtues. So, homework for you to understand this meaning thoroughly, what is being said here in 174. You have to read page number 175, homework. Okay. So, if you want, I can leave tomorrow's class for you. Because if it is too much for you, I can leave it. Then page number 175. Do you really enjoy it? Is too much for you? Does it go above the head?
Huh? It's good, Savani. It's good.
Does it go above the head?
Anako, okay.
See, we are doing the best of Bhasha study. Do you know that?
No, Swami.
I know what I'm doing.
It's really good, Swami.
Especially with the Swamiji's book in your hand. What else you want? You are very fortunate. People, until now, people who heard, you take and read any Upanishad book, unfoldment. All literal translations, confusing it will be. I'm not saying other books are bad. They don't give, because this has to be studied directly by teacher being unfolded. So, already you're exposed to the teaching. So, we are understanding here. Yohi. See, the Purapakshi is Shankaracharya's own creation. Okay, he himself presents the Purapakshi's view. Somebody asks this question, what should be the answer? He gives it. Our understanding of Hiranyagarbha before the meditation is very little. Now, Upanishad wants us to know better. So, for that purpose, Upanishad says, but how does a person, only when he himself becomes one of Hiranyagarbha, he enjoys that relatively absolute peace. And he'll enjoy, he'll see that he's all virtuous. It's what Upanishad wants to convey here. Okay. Yohi Vakshamanena Dharma Pugena Visishtam Brahma Veda. Yohi Vakshamanena Dharma Pugena Visishtam Brahma Veda Saha Veda Brahma Ityabhiprayaha. Which means Yaha, he who, the one who, Veda meditates. Knows means meditates only. Knows. One who knows Hiranyagarbha, how as the one endowed, Visishtam means as the one endowed with all virtues collectively, which are mentioned here, which are going to be revealed also. That person knows Hiranyagarbha. That is what is actually intention here. Abhiprayaha. This is the idea here. Ataha vakshamananu vakena eka vakyata asya. What is going to be said in the next section? What is going to be discussed in the next section? For which here, Eka Vakyata. Please understand, Eka Vakyata means Upanishad has an idea. We do not know. We are only studying now. That this Vyakrit Upasanam should be practiced along with the another Upasanam prescribed in the next section. Two upasanams must be practiced together. It's called Eka Vakyata. Eka Vakyata means the two upasanams, the upasanam prescribed in the fifth section, upasanam prescribed in the sixth section. That is called Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. What is going to be discussed in the next section is also Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, which is known as Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Are you all following? That Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam and this Vyakhrityatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasanam should be combined together to enjoy the benefit. Which means if a person practices only Vyakhrityatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, then one cannot enjoy the benefit. It has to be combined with the meditation which is going to come later. It's called Eka Vakyata Asya. Now itself I'm telling, because now in this section, we do not know anything about Hiranyagarbha much. In the following section, we is going to discuss Hiranyagarbha. Little more information we'll get about Hiranyagarbha in the next section. Then, therefore, as there is Eka Vakyata, as there is oneness of what is being discussed and what is going to be discussed in the next section, it is said that one who knows Hiranyagarbha knows, one who knows this Vyakritis knows Hiranyagarbha. How one has to, the person has to practice Hiranyagarbha by meditation of Hiranyagarbha, how one has to invoke Hiranyagarbha upon these Vyakritis, thereby, and then he, what happens, he has to practice the meditation, Antarahridya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam also. Upasanam prescribed in the next section. When a person practices both Upasanams combined, it is called Upasana Dvaya Samuchayaha. Upasana Dvaya Samuchayaha means combination of two meditations as one. Only then a person can enjoy the benefit. If a person practices only that or this, still one cannot enjoy the benefit. So keeping in mind what is going to come later on, Upanishad now says, this person who invokes Hiranyagarbha upon these Vyakritis, as Vyakrityatmaka Hiranyagarbha, and he will attain Brahmaloka. Ubayoho hi anuvakayoho ekam upasanam. Ubayoho hi anuvakayoho hi ekam upasanam. What does it mean? There's only one meditation prescribed in two different sections. Is totally, so Vyahrityatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam should be combined. Okay? Combined. A person who practices both alone is said to have completed one meditation. Thereby he can enjoy the benefit. A person practices only one, then he cannot enjoy the benefit. For the sake of making us understand the Vyakritis and how Hiranyagarbha alone has to be invoked upon all these different aspects, to understand Upanishad persons as the two different sections, really speaking, both must be combined together. We do not know. Shankaracharya tells us, Ubayoho hi anuvakayoho ekam upasanam. One upasanam is prescribed in both sections. Ubayoho anuvakayoho. Ivirandu anuvakangalilum ore upasanamanadu sollapattirikkirathu. Okay. In page number, then you can read the rest of the things. 171. See, when you come to second chapter, you will enjoy every word of it. Even now you'll enjoy. At least I wanted to make one thing very clear. Let us finish this section first. Lingatcha. Lingatcha. What does he say? Lingam means clue, hint, indication. Already we also get a clue. What is the clue here? Bhurityagnopati tishtati. Bhuva iti, no? Bhuritjagno patitishtati ityadikam lingam upasana ekatve. See, Bhuritjagno patitishtati is going to come later on. In the following upasanam, in the following meditation, upasana palam is going to be mentioned. Where in next section, where antarhridaya, if you are reading the book without listening to me, you will not get the, you will miss it. You can read, book is with you, you can always read afterwards. Because you cannot get what I am saying here. Definitely you will not get it. What? See, the Hiranyagarbha, because you have not done the text already. In the next section, Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is there, mentioned. There Upasana Palam also is mentioned. In that Upasana Palam of the next meditation, Antarhridaya Upasanam, there Bohu Iti Agno Pratitishtati is a mention of the Upasana Palam. That this Upasaka is going to, you know, be resolving in Bohu Vyahritihi as Agni, etc. are mentioned, which means these Vyahriti which are mentioned here as Alambanani, they're also mentioned in the Upasana Palam of the next Upasanam. That is the clue, that is the indication for us to understand that these two upasanas must be combined. லிங்கம் உபாசன ஏக்கத்வே. உபாசன ஏக்கத்வே மீன்ஸ் இன் தி ஒன்னஸ் ஆஃப் தி மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஆஃப் தி கண்டென்ட்ஸ் பிரசன்டட் இன் போத் தி சாப்டர்ஸ் இஸ் இண்டிகேஷன் ஹியர். விதாயக அபாவாத், ஒன் மோர் ரீசன் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். விதாயக அபாவாத், சப்போஸ் இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன் இட் இஸ் ஆல் வெரி அனலிட்டிக்கல், ஹோப் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு என்ஜாய் இட். Is analytical means what? The question is come, how do you say, suppose somebody says, how do you say these both the upasanas should be combined? How do you say? What is the basis? Upanishad persons two different upasanas and you say they have to be combined. What is the proof? Somebody asks, commentator's responsibility is that to explain. So he says, it is that we combined because it is a proof is there is a lingam, there is a clue, indication is there, hint is there. What is the hint? The word bohu, boha, suvaha, these utterances are going to be mentioned in the next section also, in the portion which this reveals the benefit of meditation. Second, one more thing here is in use. Vidayaka abhavat means vidivakyam is not there. May one practice this meditation. He only prescribes the meditation. How, what is Vyakhrityatmaka Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? What is the meditation? In what is that meditation? Vyakhrity Upasanam means what? That is what it says. But may one practice, that sentence is not here. Vidivakyam, Vidayakam means Vidivakyam. Vidivakya Abhava, there is no statement which really ordains one should practice meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. That Vidivakyam also is not found in this section, whereas Vidivakyam also is found in the next section. Therefore, two clues he gives, two reasons he gives why they should be combined. Nahi Veda Upasita Itiva Vidayakaha Kaschit Shabdaha Asti. So, may you meditate. Such an indication that the statement of vidhi, statement of rule, that one should practice meditation. It's called vidivakyam. In Karmakanda of the Veda, vidivakyam is very important. Vidivakyam means may one perform a ritual, may one practice meditation. Such vidivakyam must be there. That vidivakyam is also not found in this section. And Bhurbhuvasuvaha, Vyakritis are going to be mentioned in the next Upasanam also, where at the, in the lines where Upasana Palam is mentioned. These two are the indications, clues, like these are the lingams, for understanding the fact that these two Upasanas must be combined together. Is it clear? You may ask, what is the use of understanding all these things? This is called study, proper study, lot of information here. Have you got it now? Unless you are with me every line, you will miss it. You will not enjoy it. In page number 178. The purpose is I am reading the Bhashyam. That's why I am explaining also. Now, Vyakhrityanuvake means what? In the section dealing with Vyakhrityupasanam. Vyakhrityanuvakathil. In the section, in the fifth section dealing with Vyakhrityupasanam there, Tayo Veda. The expression Tayo Veda, the one who knows those Vyakhritis, one who meditates upon those Vyakhritis, iti to Vakshyamana Arthatvat Upasana Bhedakaha. Vakshyamana Arthatvat Na Upasana Bhedakaha. So Tayo Veda, the one who practices meditation upon those Vyakhritis, one who invokes Hiranyagarbha upon these Vyakhritis. That statement is there. That statement. Vakshamana Arthatvat means it has the, it is connected to what is going to be said in the next section. It has Vakshamana Arthatvam. Vakshamana Arthaha. Vakshamana Artham is what now? What is going to be said in the next section? Vakshamana Arthaha. Sollapadakudiya. Sollapadapohindra Vishayam. Vakshamana Arthaha means what is going to be said in the next section. Therefore, what is going to be next section is already implied here in this by this expression. Therefore, na upasana bedakaha. Therefore, it is not differentiating the upasanam, separating the upasanam. Therefore, there is no difference. Both upasanas are meant to be practiced together. Na upasana bedakaha. That does not separate, differentiate upasana. Vakshyamana arthattam cha tad visesha evakshutvat ityadina uktam. Which means, this Tayo Veda expression already implies what is going to be said later on. Therefore, it was already mentioned, explained. So there's no, it is nothing wrong about it. And they had to be practiced together. Sarve devaha asmai evam vidushe angabhutaha avahanti anayanti balim swarajya praptau satyam ityartaha. So what he says, when this person, please listen to me carefully, when this person practices the meditation, both these meditations together, as a result of which he will go to Brahmaloka and he will attain Hiranyagarbha status. When he becomes Hiranyagarbha, one with Hiranyagarbha, not separate, different from Hiranyagarbha anymore, Ahishwara status, then Sarve Deva, Devataha, Sarvaha Devataha, all devatas invoked upon these Angani, Anga devatas, all of them, Anga bhutaha, devataha, balim asmai avahanti, asmai balim anayanti, they bring oblations to him. See, now as a meditator, he offers oblations into the fire to all these Anga devatas. Now when he attains Hiranyagarbha status, these Anga Devatas will bring oblations to him. Got it? What's the meaning? This person, as a meditator, when he performs rituals, he offers oblations to all the Angi Devata and also Anga Devatas. No? But later on, as a result of practicing this meditation, he will not, all the Anga Devatas will bring offered oblations to him, where he'll have an Ishvara status. See, don't stretch it too much. See, now becoming one with Ishvara means, Pooja Swamiji used to tell me this. I'm very clear about it. See, how you enjoy pleasures in dream. You do not need a physical form. Without requiring a physical form, in subtle form itself, how you enjoy your pleasures. Or suffer also in subtle form. Sometimes bad dreams come, suffer also. Exactly like the dream experience. So for a long time, the person can have enjoy pleasures, etc. Remaining in subtle form without assuming the gross form. Not, see, remaining in subtle form, but still ignorant. Remaining as an ajnani, continuing to be an ajnani, but remaining in subtle form without assuming a gross form for a long time is called what? Apekshika moksha, temporary freedom. As long as a person remains in subtle form without acquiring a new body, that is what is now, that itself is called temporary freedom. This is for a very long time. One can remain one with Hiranyagarbha means remaining in subtle form without body identity, without assuming a body. If we do not have punyam or practicing meditation, it is not easy. The next set of parabdha will be ready, keeping ready body readily. You leave one physical body, next body will be readily there for you. You know, because parabdha karma, next parabdha karma will bring another body for you. You can't escape. Again get in there, again live for some time. Again go through pairs of opposites. So samsara will continue. Whereas this person can escape samsara for some time, for long time. You can have a temporary freedom. In sleep, you have very short freedom. In sleep, you have very short freedom. A very nice pleasant dream, you have short freedom. Okay, like that, this person, still ajnani, is not muktaha, is not jivan muktaha, is not in videha muktaha, he still has a sukshma shariram, but he remains in sukshma shariram for a very long time. That's what Pujya Swamiji makes it very clear. To escape, no, you need not be born again assuming the body. That is what is the remaining becoming one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay. So, iti panchamaha, panchama anuvaka bhashyam. See, because people should interest, disinterest, and I also get tired of okay reading it very fast and finish it. But hereafter, I am going to make you read the bhashyam. Okay? Not like this. If I read, you must read after me. Sarve devaha. Read. I don't need to hear you. You can still say. Sarve devaha. Asma devam. Asma devam actually. Asma evam. Asmai evam. Okay? Asma. Sandhi rule. That asmai aikaraha gets dropped, then becomes akara. Asmai to him, evam, asmai evam, sarve devaha, all devas, asmai to him, evam, in this manner. How? Vidushe. Vidushe means what? Vidush means the meditator, the knower. Vidush means the knower. Vidush also means meditator. Vidushe to the one who knows Hiranyagarbha means one who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha. Vidushe. Angabhutaha. Angabhutaha means the devatas which are in the form of limbs of Hiranyagarbha. The devatas who were invoked in the form of limbs. Devatas who were invoked in the form of limbs of Hiranyagarbha, they're called Angabhutaha Devataha. Those devatas, Avahanti. Avahanti means what? Anayanti. Vahanti means carry. Avahanti with the prefix of the same meaning. Avahanti. The Anayanti, they bring. What do they bring? Balim. Balim means what? Oblations. So, devatas, angabhutaha, devataha, balim avahanti, balim anayanti, kasmai anayanti, asmai, asmai to this person. To which person? To this person means to whom? Vidushe. Vidushe ityukte kaha arthaha. Vidushe means to upasakaya. Vidushe ityukte upasakaya ityartaha. To the meditator. Okay. When do the artha, so kada anayanti, kada avahyanti, avahanti, angabhutaha devataha, asmai vidushe upasakaya balim avahanti anayanti. Perfect. Kada anayanti, when do they bring swarajya praptau satyam? Swarajya praptau. When swarajyam is attained. When Swarajyam is attained. What is Swarajyam? Attainment of Swarajyam. Swarajya praptav. Swarajyam means praptihi means attainment. Praptav. Adayapadihindra podu. Yedu adayapadihindra podu. Swarajyam adayapadihindra podu. When Swarajyam is attained. sovereignty is attained. What is sovereignty? What is swarajyam? Going to Hiranyagarbha Loka, becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, the Lord of Brahma Loka is what? Attainment of swarajyam. Ishvara's status, Jiva's status goes, he attains Ishvara's status. But please remember, in Ishvara's status also bondage is there. There's no moksha. All the status should go. As pure consciousness, Brahman alone, muktihi. That's why we need Jnana. Swarajya prapto satyam. Okay, when the attainment of Swarajyam is there, then all the devatas, Angabhuta devatas, devatas invoked upon the Bhuhubhuvaha Svaha, which are limbs of Hiranyagarbha, those devatas bring oblations unto this meditator. Now who is no more meditator, who has become one with the meditated Hiranyagarbha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.